This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with the President of Angola, João Manuel Gonçalves Lourenço, in New Delhi today. Several agreements are expected to be signed between the two countries following the talks to boost bilateral cooperation in various fields. President of Angola arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day state visit to India. He was accorded a special welcome and received by Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh, at the airport. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation, including several ministers, senior officials, business houses, and media. President Lourenço will be accorded a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan today. He will also hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu, who will host a banquet in honour of the visiting dignitary. At the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 in Mumbai, the Create in India Challenge, CIC Season 1, concluded yesterday. The winners of 32 distinct challenges under the CIC were honoured at the summit, spanning every domain of the media and entertainment industry, from animation, gaming and filmmaking to AI, music and digital art. Over 1 lakh people registered for the challenge, with more than 1,100 international participants from over 60 countries. Speaking on the occasion, the Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav called it a historic moment, adding that for the first time an award is being given purely for creativity.
कई देशों के मंत्री यहाँ पे प्रेजेंट हैं, करीब 60 देशों से पार्टिसिपेशन हुआ है और इसमें सभी ने इस तरह के आयोजन को सराहा है. हम सब जानते हैं कि वर्ल्ड इकोनॉमिक फोरम भी कभी एक बहुत छोटे से तरीके से स्टार्ट हुई थी. वर्ल्ड ऑडियो विजुअल एंटरटेनमेंट समिट एक अच्छी शुरुआत हुई है, जिससे कि मीडिया और एंटरटेनमेंट के पूरे जगत में एक ये बड़ा बेंचमार्क बनेगा. नौजवानों में खासकर बहुत इंटरेस्ट है. दिस काइंड ऑफ प्लेटफॉर्म वॉज नीडेड फॉर मेनी मेनी ईयर्स.
The National Sammelan on Community Radio will be held on the third day of the ongoing World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 in Mumbai today. The deliberations at the event will focus on the latest trends, policies and programs aimed at empowering individuals and enhancing their ability to engage more effectively with the local community. It also aims to provide a platform for community radio stations to connect, learn and share best practices. The event is being organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting in collaboration with the Indian Institute of Mass Communication, IIMC. Meanwhile, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, L. Murugan, will unveil a first-of-its-kind white paper titled India's Live Events Economy, a Strategic Growth Imperative at the summit today. The Indian Air Force showcased a spectacular display of its operational capacity yesterday on a 3.5-kilometre airstrip on the Ganga Expressway in Uttar Pradesh's Shahjahanpur district. The event, a first of its kind, featured advanced fighter jets like the Rafale, Jaguar, Mirage 2000, Su-30 MKI and MiG-29, alongside transport aircraft such as the C-130J Super Hercules and an AN-32, as well as a versatile Mi-17V5 helicopter. The air show took place in two phases, daytime and nighttime, aimed at testing the expressway's airstrip as a viable runway for emergency operations during conflicts or natural disasters. Home Minister Amit Shah has said the Amritsar Zonal Unit of Narcotics Control Bureau dismantled a drug diversion cartel through a four-month-long operation across four states, seizing drugs worth 547 crore rupees and arresting 15 people. In a social media post, Mr. Shah congratulated the NCB, saying India is cracking down on drug cartels with ruthless aggression. India's total exports have touched an all-time high of $824.9 billion in the financial year 2024-25, as per the latest data released by the Reserve Bank of India, which includes the services trade for March 2025. In IPL cricket, host Gujarat Titans defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 38 runs in Ahmedabad last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.